Right, a few stories. Take one. Twisted bug, I married, lied.
About the homemade. Fucking listen to me when I talk.
Uh-huh.
You want to play the theme song?
Sure, yeah. No, wait. That was Depopulate Montana. What was the song? High Rise? Or
two Stories.
Two. Yeah, there you go.
So that was a great song. Does the song have lyrics?
Yes.
I love the lyrics to that song.
Really touched me.
Yeah. And so I'm assuming that I will put a link in the description to that song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'll put it at the end once we...
Oh, so we're gonna play the song in its entirety?
Yes.
With the artist's permission, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you get that written down?
Does a text count? Because yes. I don't know if a text count is writing. He texted me and asked me if I would play their music, and I was like, yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna platform this guy. Hopefully he's not a Nazi.
I would like to hear it. I'd like to know what it is that I'm putting my voice behind. I don't want, if this sucks shit. And we're telling everybody to go listen to it.
It's alt-right rhetoric. That's all you need to know.
Do you have any way of playing it?
Nope. I mean, not on the show. Not.
All right. Just play it off the show. Hum it.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of music is it?
It's like acoustic singer-songwriter stuff.
We already got an acoustic guy.
We do?
Peter Norica.
No, it's different than that. It's a little more down tempo than that. So we already have an acoustic guy. We can't have another one.
Yeah, we have an acoustic guy.
Uh-huh.
We have a
rap guy, but he's not making us any raps.
Yes, he did. He made us a theme song.
Oddball didn't make us a theme song.
Not him. He don't count. He didn't make us shit. I'm talking about the white rapper.
The white rapper. Oh, Snow?
No, the one that made our fucking theme. Fuck me. You are so fucking annoying. All right. Here we go. Ready?
Oh, shit. Ready.
Have had for about 4 years now. Neither of us want to do it, so we're gonna get on some ISIS, Middle Eastern, Turkish guy. Hope to Christ he can save us. If he doesn't, then I think we better go die. This fat shit Doug doing OMAD. But I know that man is gonna go mad if he doesn't have more than a meal in a day. But I've been up with his phone in your business. Show what's up.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, bag slappers.
No.
You start
not
over?
Doing that, Kuzaroo.
WRP.
Wait. That doesn't quite fit.
Yes, it does. I just made it fit. Okay.
All right.
So I'm taking this, putting that over there.
All right.
That's okay. So
to be.
I want to start off by trying something a little different.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, we normally do our true crime podcast shit.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm reading a story,
yeah,
and you're doing the sound effects.
Okay.
So I want to change it up a little bit. We had a death here.
That's not good.
I almost said my last name at the Doug household.
All right.
And so it was a very emotional time for me.
Mm.
So I need you to set the tone. I'm going to tell the story as it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to be the theater of the mind piece.
Theater of the mind. All right, let's see if I can get some sad. Do I need sad piano music?
That's not sad.
Does that sound like piano? I'm not good at sad. Is that better?
All right, so I was working outside. I need you to pay attention so you can do the sounds. Don't worry about the music.
Oh, yeah, all right. I was setting the stage.
All right, so I was outside working, mm-hmm. and, you know, we have four dogs.
Work dog.
Don't just repeat words. What are you, a fucking Smurf?
Working, working, working.
You're like a retarded Swedish chef. I'm working, 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 working.
Planting in the garden. How about anyway, that?
So this, you're making this a lot more difficult. This was supposed to be a lot funnier than.
I'm laughing.
All right, so we have four dogs. So when we're working.
Working.
This might be easier if I just take my headphones off so I can't hear you.
You asked me to do it.
I know, and you're doing just fine. It's just it's just hard. All right, so we leave the sliding door open, mm-hmm. and you know, so we can walk in and out of the house or whatever. So yeah. I grab my glass so I could go in and refill my beverage.
Sure.
And I walked into the kitchen and I heard, okay, get ready. I heard a flutter. So I looked around.
What was that?
No, not yet.
God damn.
Wait for it.
Uh-oh.
Did I say anything about being scared yet?
No, you heard a flutter scares me. That's all I know.
So, all right. I walked over to the sink and the curtain started going.
I do that. All right. Don't be fucking horning in on my shit. I got one job.
All right. So. At some point when we were outside working, a bird had flown into the house, landed in the kitchen.
Oh, and, that's not good.
And when I realized what it was, I was standing like, I don't know, 12 inches from it. and I just kind of like looked down and I seen him like moving. Mm-hmm. And then he started flapping his wings and shit. And it scared the shit out of me.
Ah, no, no.
Right.
Bird. Ah. That's so awesome. So wait, who died?
We'll get there.
All right.
So I was trying to figure out, because I'm not grabbing a fucking naked bird. There's no fucking way.
Why? Were you scared of the bird flu?
I remember my mom telling me when I was a kid that if you touch a bird, mm-hmm. its mom won't do anything with it anymore. And I don't want to be responsible for creating an orphan.
Okay.
So anyway. So I grabbed a broom and just started swatting the shit at it.
All right.
And it would have none of that. So it ended up going to the caddy corner in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and it was over, like, nestled in the corner, like it was protected from the broom.
Uh-huh.
So I grabbed the dustpan, mm-hmm. and I kind of scooped underneath it, and I was like, pretty bird, pretty bird. And I was just going to walk over and chuck it back outside.
Uh-huh.
And so apparently the bird was injured because he just wasn't flying. He was just going.
What are you doing? That's my job. Stop it.
Okay, hold on.
How'd you do that?
Apparently the bird wasn't injured because he was just doing this. Puking everywhere. Everywhere.
How'd you do that? I don't know how you
do it. You're the sound guy. Don't
I know. I got a few things to learn, all right?
So anyway, I was walking across the dining room with mm-hmm. the bird on the dustpan, mm-hmm. and then he just kind of fell off.
Yeah.
Sound guy!
Oh, poof! bird hitting ground. How about that? Damn it.
Then one of our pit bulls came in and ate
shit. Ooh, a treat. It's bacon.
So, so the Digglesworth, the.
Oh, God.
Fuck you.
No, that's super awesome.
That is an awesome fucking name. Digglesworth Johnson.
Super awesome. Just super awesome.
What's your dog's name?
Macy.
Yeah, you fucking homo. Macy, come here, Macy. What kind of gay dog do you got?
She is a Maltese poo, part Maltese, part poodle.
Fag.
she's like the size of a really small cat.
Macy. She sounds like a whore.
She probably is.
Anyway, so yeah, it was funny that that bird scared the shit out of me.
So your dog ate the what kind of bird was it?
Who the fuck am I, Steve Irwin? How the fuck am I supposed to know? It wasn't an eagle or a dodo bird.
Is Steve Irwin the only person that you know that knows anything about animals? Is that where?
Oh, okay. Who am I? Jack Hanna?
Crocodile Dundee?
Who do you know other than Steve Irwin or Jack Hanna? You don't even know who Jack Hanna is.
Yeah, I do. I don't actually. Didn't Jacques Cousteau have something to do with birds?
I don't know why you got mad at me for having a good reference.
That wasn't good.
It's the only reference.
Steve Irwin literally got killed by a bird, and you're going to You're going to use his name in vain after he got killed by a bird, and you're going to bring him up. That's so disrespectful.
Who is a good bird reference?
Who's a good bird guy?
Hmm.
A bunch of names you never heard of?
No names.
Ozzy Osbourne. That would have been a good one. No. Oh, wait, that was bats, wasn't it? Damn it.
What, do you think that I wrote the ultimate encyclopedia of Caged in a Very Birds by David Albertson?
Yes, I do.
All right.
So your dog ate the rat.
He just smashed it.
All over your kitchen?
No, enough so it couldn't fly anymore.
Oh, and did you put it down the garbage disposal?
I wanted to.
I thought that's where this story was going, like, originally. Like, I scooped it up and put it in the garbage disposal.
You know how funny it would be to see the feathers go, whoosh, like just like Tweety Bird?
Yes, that would be hilarious.
So as of right now, I've decided that you are no longer allowed to do sound effects for stories as I'm telling them.
Fuck off.
This did not work out as I had intended.
First of all, does anything ever work out the way you intended to?
Yeah, sometimes.
So did you name the bird?
Stompy.
Stompy. So who died? You said the bird
died.
You wanted to throw the goddamn thing down the garbage disposal, and it was a sad day because your dog ate it instead?
Well, I had to set it up somehow. It's not like I could.
All right, here, let me do the transition for you.
Is that just getting us out of this conversation?
It was. Let me do it again.
So we did a giveaway, uh-huh. And we didn't do it justice. So
I think that's an understatement, isn't it? It kind of went out with like a dud. It's like, let me light this firecracker and.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever. It was your idea and it was stupid.
That's so awesome.
Hey, how about we give away $100? And got nothing out of it. Not even so much as 3 minutes of content.
It was my idea, but you took it and ran with it. And then when it didn't work, then it's my fault. I take full responsibility. I'm not trying to brush it off.
So anyway, I'm going to try to make a lemon out of Kool-Aid or whatever the fuck it is they say.
Sweet. I love Kool-Aid.
So we did a giveaway on our Patreon where, what was it? We were giving away $100. Mm-hmm. We drew a winner randomly. That person got to come on the show and decide how they wanted to, how much of it they wanted to keep versus put money back in the kitty. Mm-hmm. So Jason won. Thank you, Jason, for playing along with us. He decided to keep $40 mm-hmm. and put $60 back in. So we're going to do that again.
Yep. So the question is, do they need to sign back up again? Or is everybody that was in it still in it? How are we going to do that?
Everybody's still in it. So the reason why we're talking about it here is because We were going to record a bonus episode last week, and we recorded a YouTube only thing. So then the people that are patrons that don't watch our YouTube shit wouldn't have known what happened. And mm-hmm. we've got to keep everything on the up and up so the Gaming Commission don't come after us.
Mm-hmm. That guy's a real stickler.
What else? Don't forget to go to whosrightpodcast.com. Keep track of our shits there.
Yeah.
We've got some big news coming from that.
Big news.
What? Tell them more, Anthony.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm just trying to get you involved.
I'm just going along with it. What do we got?
Like I said, I'm just trying to get you involved.
Oh, all right. Cool. So what's the big news?
I'm just trying to, you make it up. I don't care.
Oh,
you're the website guy.
You're confusing the shit out of me. Do we have big news or do we not have big news?
You're the website guy, right?
Right. Oh, wait, no. I'm the face of the website guy. I have a guy behind the curtain that does the website guy stuff.
Okay. Because
I barely know how to visit a website.
So the whole... This whole show that we do is just us interacting with each other, right?
Right.
Thinking on the fly.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
We got big news coming up on the website side of things. Anthony, why don't you tell them more?
Yeah, we're starting a music streaming service. So if you got your music coming, if you want us to play your music, send it on in. We're trying to take on Spotify. And if that succeeds, we're heading for YouTube next.
What's the name of this going to be?
Scrotify.
Who's Rightify?
No, Scrotify. It's better.
Navify.
the who's right Navy? Afi.
Okay.
I don't know what the Afi means, but it's kind of like adding pod at the end of everything. It's like the who's right Navy pod.
All right. So, you know, we did that. It was like 2 years ago where we were making fun of all podcasts for naming their listeners. And then we came up with the Who's Right Navy.
You're right.
How would you feel about firing the Navy and creating something new, new names?
Fuck all that.
God damn it.
Why? You want to change things just to change things.
Yes.
That's stupid.
In this case, I want to change things because it's stupid.
What do you want to change it from stupid to what? What would you like to change it to?
That's what I wanted to talk through. I didn't have an answer. I just figured we could come up with something better than the Navy.
No, because there's a reason why we have a Who's Right Navy. If we come up with something better, it's just
what's the reason?
Because when people call their audiences armies, that's fucking gay. And what's gayer than an army? The Navy is gayer than the army.
Is that why we did that?
Oh my God. Yes.
I don't remember.
I don't either. I'm just assuming that's why we did it.
Well, that's a pretty good reason. That now I understand.
So now you're back in.
I'm in. Yeah. Now that I know the reason why we did it.
All right, cool. That was easy.
Fuck. You don't have to,
that was easier than
to be so aggressive about everything. We're just having a conversation.
Oh shit.
I don't understand why you're so angry.
It's hard to keep up with your brain. The way you got to change everything all the time just to change things. It's hard to keep up.
What's so hard about it? If something today is the same as it was 7 days ago, mm-hmm. Assume I want to change it.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so what's so hard? And why is that payphone still sitting in the same spot?
Right. Oh shit.
I
really think you should change your background. I don't like it.
Fuck you. This green screen was. I just turned retarded and couldn't talk.
The green screen.
God, wouldn't that be the ultimate irony if all of a sudden I stroked out and just started talking like that?
That would be awesome. If you're going to die of a heart attack and you do it on the show, that'd be great.
If I'm going to die of a heart attack, yeah.
Sorry. When you're going to die of a heart attack and you do it on the show.
Would you rather get afflicted with a speech impediment that made you sound retarded, mm-hmm. or your skin turning black and your lips getting big and your hair turning curly?
I don't know. It would suck to have a speech impediment, but it would also suck to get beat up by the cops all the time. So I don't know. That's rough. I don't know. What do you think?
Fuck, man. I think retards probably have it easier than black people.
speech impediment, retard. That's a short leap you just made.
Well, that's what I meant.
Oh.
Would you rather be people look at you and assume you're retarded or assume that you're black?
They assume that I'm black. Oh, my God. So I think I would rather have them. Fuck, I don't know, man, because either way, you're going to have people that are fighting for your rights. Nobody fights for my rights now. So if I had some kind of condition,
black, gun to your head, you have to pick one. Which one are you going to, walk away from this conversation, black or retarded? If you don't, if you don't pick one, your daughter gets them both.
All right. Looks like I'm staying white. White. Looks like I'm staying white and sparkling.
You're getting all choppy, like real bad.
Sorry.
Cool.
I'm saying that you're cutting out.
Show's over.
What the fuck? Oh, is that better?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I didn't do anything. I just waited it out.
Cool. Anyway, so
yeah,
I think it chopped up your punchline, but you said something. I assumed you said that your daughter's going to get them both.
I'm walking away. It's white and smart.
You keep her
as smart as I've always been, I guess.
No, you go ahead and keep her. Now she's retarded and black.
Oh shit.
Not only can you not train her for a job, she won't want it once it's available.
Oh shit. That's pretty funny.
Oh fuck. So you managed to get out of the conversation without giving me an answer.
Well, yeah, once you gave me an out, I took it. So,
okay, I'm thinking, if you don't pick one, you get both.
Oh, that sucks. I'm going to go with black, I think. Yeah, because once you're retarded, there's no country that I can move to that's full of retarded people that, you know, will just accept me with open arms.
Canada.
I knew you were going to say some country. I just wasn't sure which one.
All right.
All right.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Transition.
Super Bums DKK. Doug, China. China. What the fuck does that mean? We got a super chat in Chinese.
Oh, right. Moving on.
What? You're not gonna try to figure out what that means?
What do you want me to? I can't translate that.
You can at least try.
Okay. Thank you, Super Bums. It says, Doug, wicka wicka, wicka 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 wicka.
Cave drawing, cave drawing, cave drawing. That's all I see.
Fuck. Right, transition out of this. And also, I noticed that you're not doing a very good job of minimizing everything. If you started reading the super chat as soon as I put it up there.
Yeah, I was, but you said it was cutting out. So I pulled it back up to see if the video was good or what.
All right. One more super chat and then we'll get on with the show. The Bane of Who's Right says this show is now 32% being worries about the quality, 28% talking about others talking about the show, 20% talking about audience reacting to show quality, 15% Anthony exhaling, 5% news articles, and also 1% dumb super chats. Thanks. Oh, Crispy, you're more than welcome to keep your fucking money. Like, I feel obligated to read the super chats because I want more of them to come. I want everybody to super chat all the time.
Right.
But if you don't like the show, shut it off. Go back to fucking your mom. I don't know what the fuck you were doing. Just stay the fuck out of my life.
Can we just forego what we were going to talk about today and just rip on Crispy for the rest of the show?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let's just have a fuck Crispy show.
I'm in. I don't know that I've ever met somebody that was so negative, but like watched our show. It's like he hate watches. I don't understand.
I would say that there's probably a good, pretty good percentage of
that hate that, watch.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. I appreciate it.
All right. I changed my mind. I'm making an executive decision. Hmm. I don't want to I was going to say, I don't want to talk about Crispy anymore, but he says the show is bad now.
The show is bad now, as opposed to when. Yeah, what point in history are we comparing it to?
It was great before. All right. Can we move on, please? All right. I got to get Crispy out of the fucking way. Crispy's in my fucking head.
Take a deep breath. Exhale all right. out all your problems.
Neo-Nazi transition, please. Fuck. You're the sound effect. I got an idea.
All right.
We're doing this on the fly. I don't know how this is going to work.
I don't know what this is, but all right.
Second. Hold, please.
Hold, please.
Clear.
What the fuck are you doing?
All right. Give me the transition sound. I got it. All right, you ready?
Yeah. So now you took my job.
I just outsourced my job.
And that thing was probably made in India, wasn't it? You outsourced me to India. God damn it. When you do that, it makes me think, wait, I'm not doing that. What just happened?
All right. Tristan, thank you for the $2 super chat. If you could do me a favor, I would like for you to beat up Crispy. All right.
Awesome.
Neo-Nazi furries are Trump's latest and most puzzling alt-right supporters.
Are they?
Junius, a horse in his early 20s, is handing out.
Nope. You're not going to just skip over a horse in his mid 20s and then just keep reading like that's nothing. Like that's totally normal.
Okay. Well, would you care to comment?
Yes. I don't think horses live to be 20, do they? You fucking idiot. So why were you ready to just read that and go on like that's nothing? Like you could just call someone who puts on a horse costume a horse. Like you're a horse now, and it's not like delusion. We're not playing into their fucking delusion.
To be honest, the last 2 weeks have been spent with me well versed into the trans culture. Mm-hmm. People cutting their dicks off and creating their own pussies. And
yes,
somebody putting on a horse costume is not that big of a fucking deal. It's really not. Like,
but it doesn't make him a horse though.
As much as it makes him a her. Okay. Here's something interesting.
All right.
So when we talk, I know we said we weren't going to talk about any trans shit this week and we made it 29 minutes.
Sweet.
When you were talking to the Navy SEAL,
yes,
you said her or she when you were talking about her.
Okay.
Out of respect.
Okay.
Right?
I don't remember, but okay.
No, when you talk about the Navy SEAL, you say her because she prefers to be called her.
Okay.
So how come when Junius prefers to be called a horse, you don't do that? Is it because you don't have they don't have the same numbers as the trans community?
No, it's because if you put on a horse,
this is a serious question.
This is a serious answer. If you put on a horse costume and tell me you're a horse, I have zero respect for you as a human being. You're barely a human and you're not a horse.
No, that's an easy out.
What do you mean easy? What would be a hard out? I don't.
if out of respect, you said same as I, that I don't think that a man that cuts off his dick is a woman.
Right.
But out of respect, I will say that to not be a shitty person.
Right.
Why won't I do that on here?
I don't know. That's why I stopped you. That's why I asked you. So I asked you.
Okay, but you, why won't you do it? That's what I'm asking. I know why.
I did. I stopped you. You were glossing over it. I stopped you, and somehow it turned into me accepting it. I asked you.
Okay.
And I just told you why.
So trans people are fine in your book. They deserve your respect. People that put on horse heads don't. That's your answer.
But I think people that put on horse heads don't is right. Yeah. Yes.
So why do trans people deserve your respect, but not horse people?
Because there are no horse people. Because I think that that is a mental disorder.
Which one?
if you believe that you are a horse.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Not only do you have a double standard, I have a double standard.
Oh,
except okay. I can admit that I have the double standard.
What's the double standard?
Fuck, I swear to God, it's like you're dumb. if you don't believe that somebody that cuts their dick off is a woman, yet mm-hmm. you still call him she mm-hmm. out of respect, mm-hmm. you should do the same thing for everything else.
Yeah, but I won't.
And that's what I'm asking. Why?
Because I'm a human fucking being, just like everybody else. You can look at different situations and feel differently. It's called nuance. Are you purposely being an ass? I don't understand. It's called nuance.
It's
every situation is not black and white across the board for everything. That's stupid.
You're not making any sense. I'm being serious. You're not making any sense in this conversation. You're not giving me anything to go off of. I am fully saying I am wrong. I do it too. How am I being an asshole if I say I'm wrong?
How is it wrong to say that someone who thinks they are a horse is stupid? How is that
wrong? No, I'm not saying that that's what's wrong. I'm saying it's wrong that we'll give one group of people respect and abide by their things, even though we don't believe it, but we won't do it with this group. And all I was asking is why? Your answer can't be because they're not a horse.
Well, it can though, because if I'm having a conversation with someone and they say, I'm a horse, and I say, sir, I don't think you're a horse. And they say, don't call me sir, call me stallion or whatever the fuck you call a horse. I'm not going to do that because that's fucking retarded.
Okay, now replace everything you just said with instead of horse, woman, and you're okay with it. Even though you don't agree with it, you don't believe it, you're okay with it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it to the point that I would, if you want me to call you a woman, yeah, I'll call you a woman, that's fine. But I'm not going to call you a horse.
And that's what I'm at. Why? Why is one more ridiculous than the other? That's all I'm trying to figure out. This wasn't even supposed to be an argument because I started off by prefacing it. Do I have to say starting off by prefacing? Isn't that the same thing?
You prefaced it by starting off is what you did.
I prefaced it by starting off with the beginning of the story.
Right.
In that I know that I'm wrong in this situation too. Why? That's all I said is why. And then you started attacking me. And just like I told you at the beginning of the show, you're not trying to have a conversation with me. You're just waiting to be attacked. And that's why I've got to preface everything by saying I'm not attacking. I'm just trying to discuss. Go. You're a witness.
I'm not trying to attack you. Go. It's like you don't even see the irony in what you're doing.
No, I'm doing it intentionally, trying to have some sort of fun conversation. Hold on. Crispy, who runs the glory hole when you're here? Thanks, Bob, for coming to our defense.
All right.
Eddie says, Doug, you're a big fella. Brandon Paul DeSorcy says, who's right? Podcast cassette is a lie.
What?
Isn't he the fucking retard that made our cassettes?
Yes.
What am I supposed to get from this?
Who's right? Podcast cassette is a lie.
You don't have to hold it up. He's the one that made them.
I just want everybody else to know it's not a lie. It exists. Hear it?
What are we missing?
Exists.
What are we missing, Anthony?
What are we missing? I don't know. I have no idea. That's weird. I haven't talked to, neither one of us have talked to Brandon in a while, as far as I know. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense because just sitting right here, it's not a lie. It's fake news that you're saying it's a lie. What? I used to be a sock puppet editor on Wikipedia. What does that mean?
It's a super chat. Wrong end of utilitarian calculus. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. I love that. How can you tell me soundboards are shitty? This thing's perfect. I need. I've got 8 spots here. I want 8 different transition effects.
Right now, we're gonna do it all during the show.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah. Why? We got content we have to get through. Oh my God.
Okay. Junius, a horse in his early 20s, is handing out stickers at a Hilton DoubleTree in suburban Philadelphia. It's August. A week after the deadly white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. I think this might be written with somewhat of a slant.
No, no, no.
Do you want to address this? Brandon? What?
The super chat that he put up?
I don't know what the fuck is going on, but Natasha said, have you tried playing it through? Have you tried playing it though? I'm assuming she's talking about the cassettes that we made.
Yeah, no. I haven't even opened any of them.
And then Brandon said, no, Natasha, no, they clearly haven't. So I don't know if that means that Brandon did some fuck on the cassettes, but if he did, I'm going to sue him.
Yeah, it'll be a class action suit because I'm in on it too. Wait, I don't know if that's how that works or not. But.
So I'll tell you what, on our YouTube channel, I have I got a notification that somebody had used our content on their channel.
Really?
Yeah. It was Brandon. Should we give him a copyright strike?
Yes. Absolutely, we should.
Even though he asked me.
When did he ask you?
He sent a message and asked if he could play our shit from when we talked about his show, about not doing his show.
Did you? So is that a message on Discord or whatever?
Yeah.
So there is basically a paper trail that you said yes.
I'll delete it.
Can't. Yeah, but maybe he saved it.
I'll say no, it's fake.
I don't. All right, I'm back in. I'll say it's fake. I didn't realize you could do that.
Fuck.
Yes.
You want to take it to the full extent of the law?
Yes. Can we have him arrested?
Fuck it. I'll write my congressman.
Call 911. Did you say I'll write my congressman?
Yeah, we're going to fucking take this all the way up to the Supreme Court.
So if I open these tapes and there's something on these tapes that's not supposed to be on these tapes, what recourse do we have? Because we paid. Now I'm pissed off. I didn't care, but now I'm mad.
Yeah, the problem is neither one of us have the ability to play the tape.
Damn it.
What if? Okay, so our intention was that we were never going to do anything with him anyway, right?
Right.
So would it have mattered? Like, couldn't we just told him to send us blank tapes? For that matter, couldn't we have just bought some blank tapes and put a cover on it?
You mean like our next release? Look forward to that. So he ruined the joke, though. I mean, if there's not stuff on there and he didn't actually do work. Fuck, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think that we should ban him from the Discord.
Okay.
You've been waiting for that.
I mean, it's not that I've been waiting for it. I just don't care.
All right. Consider yourself banned.
Is he banned yet?
All right. Communism. This is from wrong end of utilitarian calculus. Communism is psychotic and uses abstract concepts as an excuse to facilitate violence and murder.
I agree 100%.
Do you?
Yes, absolutely.
Explain communism to me.
So I'm sure that you want me to explain it in like 3.5 words, but I can't do that. So it's a true communism is like a stateless government. Basically the people control everything. No state, no government, kind of like anarchism, but not really.
That's not communism.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's not. Communism is where you don't have any bread and you stand in lines and the government tells you that you're going to be a plumber.
Awesome. if you look into communist theory and how the communists plan to get from here to where they are, the first step towards communism is to get everybody in your society to accept that socialism is the way to go. Socialism is literally the first step towards communism. And then the next step is to completely control the means of production. And then the next step after that is to get rid of this. The state will fade away because it won't be needed because all the workers are just going to control everything.
So they're still federal though, right?
There's no federal, but yes.
There's still a government, right?
Right now there is, yes.
No, you motherfucker. Communism.
No, there's no government.
Well, yes, there is. They tell you what you're going to do.
Right. But they don't call it. You are pointing out the flaws that I'm well aware of. I'm not arguing for communism. I'm telling you what these idiots think.
No, I don't give a fuck who they is and what they think. I asked you to explain communism and you started telling me shit that's not real. In communism, there's still a government. There's somebody that's better off than the people.
There's always going to be somebody that's better off than the people. Yes.
Okay, what's he called in communism? Is he president? Is he governor? Is he El Capitan? What is he?
There are none. That's what they want. That's the goal that they are. They are.
Who's they?
Communists. I'm not sure what you want from me here.
I want an answer. Who's the head communist in charge?
I don't have an answer.
Political theory derived from Karl Marx advocating class war and leading to a society in which all property is publicly owned and each person works and is paid according to their abilities and needs. Who pays them? What's wrong with this? Why is this a bad thing?
No private property. Everything is just publicly owned. You live in a house because somebody decided that they're not going to throw you out of your house today. That's great. That's a great system.
So everybody has a house and everybody has a job and they get paid according to their abilities. Mm-hmm. How is that bad?
It's not. It's a great thing.
No. How is that bad?
Because what if I don't want to do what the state or their lack of state, I guess, I don't want to do what people decide that I should be doing. I want to have a car. I want to have two cars. What if I want two cars? Well, you don't get two cars. What if you want to have a nicer house? You don't get a nicer house. What if you want anything that you want has to be decided upon by everybody else. And if, you know, I want like a guitar.
By vote?
I have no idea how they would do it. If I want a guitar, I only have a guitar because somebody else didn't take it from me. I mean, there's no...
Can I come to your house and take your guitar?
Yes. No, who's stopping you? In a communist system, who would stop you? Except for me.
Oh, and that's what you want. You don't want police.
But you... No, I never said that.
Yes, you did.
Did I?
You said yes several times.
No, well, then I don't, then I guess.
Okay, let's start with that. Do you or do you not want cops?
I think that we have to have some rule of law, and I think that the system that we have now needs to be highly modified, but probably in the end, yeah. I would say yes.
Should we allow black cops?
Yes.
Okay. So we both agree that, okay, so here's what it should be. You grab 1,000 people and you put them in the gym or the auditorium, whatever the fuck they call it now. Mm-hmm. And you say, like in Doug and Anthony's, we're the government. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we need law and order. So when we're populating our, what are we going to, fuck it. Let's secede from the union. Let's start our own
Navy?
No! what's it called? Like a, not a country. Civilization. A Let's start our own civilization.
All right.
Okay, would we have communism?
No.
Why?
Okay, so I think maybe communism could work if it was me and you and 10 other guys. That could work.
You like just on a Friday night? And
yeah. So I think that where communism loses its functionality or ability or whatever you want to call it, when you don't know somebody, you're not invested in anything to do with them.
Yeah, that's you don't
where
care
communism
if they,
loses it.
You don't care if they have potatoes.
Right. Yeah. I mean, basically, yeah.
But I got to start this over with. Mm-hmm. I got to start this over. We are populating our own island. Mm-hmm. So I want to scrap the rest of our plans for the show and figure this out. I'm being serious about this.
Okay.
What do we do? Like, what is our form of government? Oh, I want to figure this shit out. Because I don't know what I believe. Like, just reading in theory that, oh, cool. So everybody's got a house? All right, that sounds cool to me. And everybody gets paid according to their abilities? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I know that I would make more than you. I'm good with that.
I see how this works now.
But then as you say, yeah, and in communism, they can say, guess what? You don't get anything because we decided you don't get anything.
Right.
Yeah, well, that kind of sucks, so I'm not a fan of that.
So who decides what you said to, you know, everybody works according to their ability and gets what they need? Well, there's two things wrong immediately. Who decides what my ability is and who decides what I need?
Okay, so now start over. Clear your head of all the bullshit you think you know about this stuff. Mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know. We're starting our own nation. Mm-hmm. Why don't we want communism if we're the ones in charge?
Because it's a bad form of government. So you can't give everybody a house and then just expect that everything just will work. Where will people get the motivation to do the jobs that nobody wants to do? So we have.
But can't you just tell them to do it? Can't you just tell people to do it? Like if they're, let's say that nobody wants to be the fucking garbage man.
That was my point. So if who's going to take the garbage out? Who's going to take the garbage away in a communist system?
The garbage man.
What if they don't want to do that?
Then we kill
them. Oh, and then the next person in line is the garbage man.
Yeah. I bet he won't have any fucking problems out of that motherfucker.
So you're pointing out all the problems of your communist society.
Okay. So what? So we got to think of a name for our country, but is Dagestan okay?
Yep. I'll live in Dagestan. Why not? Okay. I'll plant my flag in Dagestan.
Okay. So I don't know. Like, if we had a cult, mm-hmm, or a country,
yeah, whatever, either way.
So if, as long as we were fair to everybody that came over and applied for citizenship in Dagestan, mm-hmm, they would want to be there. And this, let's say that we take the job that nobody wants, garbage man, mm-hmm, and we give them an extra fucking 3 squiggles or whatever we're going to name our money.
Okay. And then what if the
Bernie bucks, we'll give him an extra 3 Bernie bucks.
Okay. So you give him an extra 3 Bernie bucks. And then the guy that's doing something else that he doesn't want to do, he doesn't get any extra money, or his job is harder, or he thinks his job is harder when nobody else thinks it's harder. You're dealing with people, and people don't get along with other people. It doesn't work that way.
So we kill him.
So we're back to that.
Yeah, it worked with the garbage man. Why won't it work with this guy?
Then why are we giving the garbage man 3 extra Bernie bucks if it worked?
Well, it kind of shut him up about the body that we helped him. He helped us dispose of.
He had to get rid of the guy that had his job before him.
Okay, so, okay, that's fine. Well, I'll pretend that I agree that communism won't work in Dagestan.
Yeah, so I haven't convinced you?
No.
Why?
Because there's still people there. There's still work, and we can still kill people to make the other people do the work.
Right. So you want to have a serious conversation, but you don't want to have a serious conversation because everything you say is, well, just kill them. That's not being serious.
Okay. When I say I want to have a serious conversation and I'm on the show, you know what it means. I want to just keep the bit going.
You're killing me.
Fuck. All right. What's collectivism?
So I think that's just like another name for communism, isn't it? I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I'm not sure.
The practice or principle of giving a group priority over each individual in it.
Yes. There you go. That makes sense. I don't know. That's like the opposite of America. That's what that would be.
Okay. So socialism.
Yes.
Is that bad?
Yes.
A political and economic?
So I guess I don't know. It depends on what you mean by bad, and it depends on how far you let it go. And I mean, like I said, socialism is literally the first step towards communism, but I don't necessarily think that socialism in itself is a horrible thing. So I don't know.
A political and economic theory of social organization, which advocates that the means of production, distribution, and exchange should be owned or regulated by the community as a whole. That sounds exactly like communism. In Marxist theory, a transitional social state between the overthrow of capitalism and the realization of communism.
That's exactly what I just said.
That's why I read it. Okay, so...
And so you understand that right now in history, 2020, we are... Young people are all gung-ho about socialism. They think socialism is the way to go. It's the best thing. It's 20 years ago, if you would have mentioned socialism, people would have... They'd get pissed. They don't want that. But now all the young people want socialism. We are headed towards communism. There's no way around it.
Okay. So,
I mean, good or bad, that's where we're headed.
Socialism, that's when you're talking about like the medicine for everybody and college for everybody and blowjobs for everybody.
Right. It's where you're more concerned with the common good of all the people than of taking care of individual people. That's where you start to break down your individual rights in exchange for group rights, like trading free speech for hate speech laws. You know what I mean?
Okay. So it goes communism, socialism, and then capitalism? Or is there something between socialism and capitalism? Or is there just another ism altogether?
As far as I know, it goes capitalism, devolves into socialism, which devolves into communism.
Okay. So in Dagestan, are we going to be a capitalistic society?
If I had to pick,
you're co-mayor.
Yes. If I had my vote, yes, we would be a capitalist society with minimal or no government intervention.
So then I don't understand what that means.
It means that in Dagestan, we're allowed to pollute the water. So, yeah, I mean, I don't have an answer.
You're going to have to come up with one because people are starting to fucking move in.
So I would be for a capitalist system with minimal government intervention, which is what America was supposed to be in the beginning, I guess.
By your comments that you think that I'm trying to trap you into... Like, this is just a long haul road to try to get you to be pro-capitalist. And that's not what this is. I'm just trying to have a conversation. So get that shit out of your fucking head.
Okay.
So back to the cops, because we need cops, right?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
So all of this depends on how many people we're talking about. I mean, if you want to have a conversation, you can't say all of this is different if you're talking about 20 people or if you're talking about 20,000 people. It's different.
How many people do you think we can have moved to Dagestan? I'm thinking
both of us are we included?
I think it'll be me, you, and Fritzy.
Yeah, I was going to say we're looking at like 3 or 4. if that.
Okay, so if it's just me, you, and Fritzy,
communism all the way.
First thing that we take away from them is raccoon suits.
So, and that's a whole other thing that people don't seem to understand is that in a truly communist system, you wouldn't have raccoon suits. I mean, who's going to make them? You got like four people, everything that's fringe right now, they can still make money on it because people buy it. In a communist system, somebody has to make it, right? It's not like they're going to make.
You can still make stuff.
And how would you get paid? And how? So in a communist system, they don't have money either. There's no money.
Really?
Yes. So I don't quite understand how they.
Okay. So in a communist system, then the whole point of it is, what isn't China a communist?
Yes.
Okay. And China has a government, and they have rich people in the government.
Right. So China is they're like a blend of capitalism, communism, whatever. They were communist and they are moving towards capitalism, but they're kind of moving backwards.
What is a purely communistic society right now?
There aren't
or is there one?
There aren't. There never has been one. Well, if there was, I suppose maybe the what the fuck was that called?
Vietnam.
No, Russia. Well, fucking
USSR.
The USSR. There you go. Whatever you want to call that. So they were communist, and
but they still had a president.
Yeah. This is where you get into the weeds, is that those communist nations failed, and the people on the pro communist side say they failed because they weren't truly communist. The people on the anti communist side said they failed because communism doesn't work. So you get into the weeds in every single conversation.
So how can you say that communism won't work if it's never been tried fully?
You can look at the theory and see that the theory doesn't line up with human nature even close. It's not even close. In order for communism to work, it would take force. You have to force people to do things. That doesn't mean that right there means it doesn't work. If you have to force something, that's not it working. Every conversation about moving from capitalism to communism, some idiot is always inevitably going to bring up guillotines and eating the rich and wealth distribution. That's how communism works. You redistribute the wealth, you kill the rich people because they're rich. That's not communism working. That's you forcing something that doesn't fucking work.
All right. So I guess we're going to get away from this Dagestan conversation. It was, I thought it was a good premise, but me, you, and Fritzy, and we can't make Fritzy do anything without it breaking the rules.
Right.
That sucks.
All right. Killing me.
I love that. You don't like that, do you?
No, it's funny. I do like it. I think it's funny. It just, because it catches me off guard every fucking time.
Snartle Flush sent us a story about hiking. I'll get to it eventually.
What'd you say?
I said, I'll get to it eventually.
This one was funny.
It's fitting that America's most famous wilderness guide, Sacagawea of the Lemhi Shoshone tribe. Why the fuck can I pronounce Indian words and I can't pronounce any other word?
Maybe you're really Native American.
Where's my casino money then? Sacagawea of the Lemhi Shoshone tribe was a woman of color, but it's also tragic that throughout American history, ethnic minorities have so often been underrepresented or intentionally excluded from the outdoors. This is so stupid.
How do you exclude someone from the outdoors?
Okay, so I think we don't even have to read anymore. Mm-hmm. The whole point of this is that black people don't hike. That's the point of this story.
Yes.
And then there's a picture of a black guy hiking. Okay, do you know why black people don't hike?
No, I have no idea.
Because hiking is fucking stupid.
Why? Why do you say that?
How many times have you been hiking?
A couple, I guess. Not very many.
No, you've never been hiking.
Yeah, yes, I have.
Where?
There's a park. It's like a state park about an hour away from here.
Yeah. So you haven't been hiking. You walked around a cornfield.
All right.
I'm talking like, wait, have you ever even camped? Do you know what camping is?
No, huh? We camped at the Adventureland campground once.
How was that?
It was awesome. It was before I had kids, before I got married, we drove from here to Oregon and we stayed in campgrounds the whole way. It was great.
Oh, I was going to say, like, Adventureland's like 3 hours from you.
I know.
Oregon's like 20 hours.
I know. No, it was great. It was one of the greatest vacations I ever had. It was awesome. Just me so and my wife camping at Adventureland.
But you didn't go into Adventureland?
No, we just camped there. Just stayed the night. Why would I go to Adventureland? Adventureland's gay. I hate theme parks.
Why?
Because I'm scared of roller coasters.
Oh, okay.
I've never been on a roller coaster, so it's not fun for me.
I think you've told me that before because I was getting ready to say, you're fucking kidding me, but I feel like I'd be repeating myself. So I was going to say, mm-hmm. How could you have never been on a roller coaster? And then I was going to say, I don't blame you for not going on them because they're stupid and they kill people for no reason. It's a stupid.
Yeah. The thrill does nothing for me. I hate it.
How would you know if the thrill does nothing for you if you've never been on one?
So we went to Adventureland when I was a kid and I went on some of the rides and anything that spins around, like I went on the one where it spins around so fast and it sticks you to the side, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but
stick you to the side machine.
Right. So I went on that and I felt like I was going to throw up for the rest of the day. So it's not fun. And then I go on whatever other ride. It's not fun. I mean, it's oh, look, I'm about to hit the ground. Whoop, didn't hit the ground. That's not fun.
When you put it like that, I mean, it oh, about to hit the ground. Didn't hit the ground. Here's $20.
Yeah. Here's 20. Thanks for not letting me hit the ground.
So I've always been a fan of theme parks and roller coasters.
Yeah.
But now it's like you can't go on YouTube without seeing videos of, you know, like roller coasters coming off the track and shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid. They should be banned. They should be arrested. Amusement parks should be arrested.
It's going to be a big jail. So what kills me even more than that is the county fairs where these fucking
they shouldn't be allowed to exist.
Toothless hicks fucking building all these things and then like, hey, get on this thing and see if you don't die.
I promise you, every person every person whose job it is to put together roller coasters,
yeah.
Or I'm sorry, Ferris wheels, they have a waterbed in their camper or their trailer.
Camper. Waterbed and meth.
So if my kids were much younger now than, you know, like if I had kids and they were 10 years old now,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't let them go on any of them fucking really? County fair bullshit. No.
Why?
Have you seen the people that put the shit together, man?
Yes. And lots of people go on them and they're just fine. You got to let your kids live a little. Come on.
Lots of people go on them and most of them don't die.
Right. I think that, man, you can't be scared of that. You just got to let it go. Who cares?
Nope.
Oh, shit.
I'd rather have my kids be big sheltered pussies than die in a fucking county fair scrambler accident.
At least you'd have a story telling a podcast someday. Isn't that what that's all about? Awesome.
It doesn't help that you say awesome after every time.
I can't help it. Catches me off guard every time.
It makes it easy to know when we're going to the next thing.
Right.
Her landlord asked to spend the night after her landlord asked to spend the night with her after she lost her job and couldn't afford rent. I think Jody B sent this, or I stole it from him or something.
Sent it, stole it, whatever.
So do we want to read the whole thing, or do you want to just jump to the meat and potatoes?
The meat and potatoes. So first I want to know, there has been a huge debate raging, if you want to call it huge, if you go on Twitter, about landlords.
There's been a huge debate raging, if you want to call it huge, or raging.
It's Twitter. I mean, is anything really huge if it's just on Twitter? You know, all these Twitter socialists want, they want, what they want is landlords to be abolished. They don't want landlords at all. I was very curious what you thought about that.
That's a retarded thought.
Why?
Okay, so who owns stuff? The government?
Nobody. That's you're missing the point of how this all connects together. If they don't want anybody to own property, they want houses to be just whoever lives there, that's whose it is at that particular time.
Oh, then I'm for that. Yeah.
you started this conversation with a couple conversations ago about everybody gets a house. Why not? What's the problem? And then I say, so should we have landlords? Well, that's fucking retarded. You don't get it both ways. Awesome.
No, in theory, it's good. If you're starting a new country and you just build a bunch of houses out of cement.
Who? Okay. Who?
Me and you. It's Dagestan. God damn it.
No. Who builds? So me and you are going to build houses. We're just going to build a bunch of houses and say, we built these. Everybody just lives here now.
No, we'll fucking pick up some Mexicans from Menards and have them build them.
Perfect.
Use your fucking head. And we'll pay them in Bernie bucks and tell them that that's going to be worth money later.
Right. Someday you're going to be rich.
Oh, okay. So don't give me the super extremist conspiracy theory Anthony version. Give me the best you can to a realistic version of what the Twitter people want. I want to see if I can wrap my head around it.
Of what they want?
What you just said about the houses.
Yeah, so they want, and this isn't like, they're explicitly spelling this out. They want landlords abolished. They want people not to be able to own houses and rent them out because they think that rent is extortion. You shouldn't be able to charge people to live in a house. If you own a house.
Okay, so you're jumping like way ahead. So are they saying if they had their way tomorrow, landlords get a letter that say, hey, you don't own this anymore, and Anthony gets to stay here. This is just Anthony's now.
Yes.
Until he doesn't want it anymore.
Yes. Yeah, that is exactly what they want. Yes. And they say it with like zero irony. They are dead serious. Like they don't see any problem with that. And
okay. I said the same thing. So this is going to come back and haunt me. You have to be misreading all the tweets.
You're probably right. So there's been you've probably heard a lot of people complaining about, okay, it's illegal to evict anybody now because of the coronavirus, right? And even so, if people just stop paying their rent, the landlords can't evict them, right?
Right now,
because of the coronavirus. So people are saying, so these landlords have money wrapped up in this house, and this is how they make their money. This is how they pay their bills. This is how they live. And people are like, well, they shouldn't do that. Rent is bad. Owning a house shouldn't entitle you to anything. Just owning property shouldn't give you any money. You shouldn't get anything from that. So these people are doing something that they shouldn't have been doing in the first place. So I don't feel sorry for them. And then there was a study that came out about most landlords own 10 or less properties. And then there's a huge threads of people saying, oh, only 10, like basically making fun of it. Like 10 houses is so many. And it's just they can't see the folly in their fucking ways. You know what I mean?
Uh, I'm not entirely sure how, like, okay, do you think that we have somebody in our audience that listens? Nope. Do you think, I'm trying to do two things at once.
All right.
Do you think that we have anybody in our audience that, that believes that?
Yes. So maybe not, but I think that our audience is young enough that they're still impressionable to where they are sympathetic to that viewpoint. Maybe they don't believe it, but they're sympathetic because they're young enough. You know what I mean?
Okay. So I'm speaking to those of you that think that this is a good idea. Mm-hmm. Shh, stop it.
Stop. Please stop.
That is like, it's just so fucking asinine to me that I can't even formulate a thought. It doesn't make sense that somebody would think that. Mm-hmm.
So that's why this article that we are reading, the headline is her landlord asked to spend the night with her after she lost her job and couldn't afford rent. So this article is propaganda 100% for that viewpoint. That's why this article was written. You plant these little seeds about how landlords are shitheads and all landlords want to rape you. And it makes it so where that young people, when they hear the word landlord, they associate it with this kind of shit. So it's easy to say landlords bad, just like it's easy to say rich people bad.
Okay. So I've got to do a couple things here because I want to keep up on these. Austin says anarcho-primitivism. Thanks, Austin.
Primitivism. I don't know what that means. I mean, I know what anarcho means, but
is anarcho anarchy?
Yes.
Okay. That means overthrowing the government. Mm-hmm. Primitivism means apes. So overthrow the government of apes.
No, overthrow the government and replace it with apes.
Okay. All right. So here's what I've decided.
All right.
We have had arguments or conversations in the past mm-hmm. about which one of us is smarter.
Yeah.
And I told you that I thought that I was more intelligent than you because I think my logic was because I make more money than you.
Okay.
And I'm a much better critical thinker than you.
That's not true at all, but okay.
It is. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
No, so I think that all in all things being considered, I think that you are more intelligent than me.
That's weird. Why?
Well, just like what you just said, you read this article and you started connecting dots, some of which aren't there.
But I connect dots that aren't there, so I'm smarter than you. Yes.
But your underlying theory that this is a propaganda inspired article mm-hmm. to facilitate shit farther down the line.
Yes.
Okay. I think it is a very logical thought. I would not have come to that. I did not come to that conclusion.
Okay.
When I read that landlords are trying to force or coerce their tenants into fucking them to pay rent, the only thing I got out of the article is I want to be a landlord. That's it.
I want to be a landlord to hot chicks. So, I didn't get a chance to read it, but it wasn't very nice. Doug is a fat, bald imbecile. It's not very nice. You can't make fun of Doug for being bald. He shaves his head. That, like, gives him immunity.
And I'm wearing a fat suit, so fuck you.
That would be awesome if you were.
Yeah, this whole time? The last 30 years. Ha-ha!
I'm curious why you think that you were... I can't argue with the fact that you make more money than me. That's fine. But...
Anthony, it was a setup for a joke.
Oh. Oh, all right. Anyways, I think there's a definite reason why you make more money than me.
Because I'm smarter than you.
No, I think you work harder than I do. You're more dedicated to the job than I am. And that's always been true. Ever since I've known you, you've been more like, it's a job and this is my job. I have to be here and I'm like, this is my job, but I fucking hate it. I don't want to be here. So I try to spend as much time away as possible.
You know why I could never truly admit that I think you're smarter than me? Because you don't have the ability to remember something. You have the memory of a retarded goldfish.
Yeah, that I agree with. I have a terrible memory.
So you can come up with some great thoughts. You just don't remember doing it. That's
right. Yeah, I already forgot what we were talking about. So, and I've always had, I mean, it's just the way it works. My memory doesn't fucking work. I don't know. I don't know what to do about it, but.
and my problem with that is that makes you come off as stupid. Yeah. I mean, I associate you with being stupid for that reason. That's one of the reasons.
I can totally understand that. And I'm okay with that. Because I'll forget we had this conversation, so it's fine. it makes it all easier for me. I don't care.
I know you don't care. And that's another sign of ignorance.
But not caring?
Yes.
Well, no, it's not.
You're the one that said that.
Am I? Well, then, yeah, it is.
This is so easy.
Damn. I walked right into that one, didn't I?
All right, yeah, so, where are we at here? Landlords. Yeah, I'm for them. So there was I think we both latched onto the same sentence in this article.
I'm glad you did, because it's hilarious.
Landlords have always harassed some tenants for sex, usually women in vulnerable low-income communities, black, such as undocumented immigrants, Mexicans, or trans women. Men.
Nice. That was the one article that it stuck out. It's just like, this is such horseshit.
Okay. So we're going to do our game of statistics.
All right.
So let's say that over the course of a year, 100 landlords have, propositioned 100 tenants mm-hmm. for sex in lieu of rent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 100 of them.
Yes.
How many of those have been women in low-income communities?
I would say low-income communities probably in the high 80s to high 90s, somewhere in that range, like high.
So like, say 90?
Yeah.
Okay, so that leaves 10 women.
Yes.
How many out of the 10 mm-hmm. have been low-income, I'm sorry, undocumented immigrants?
I would probably say at least 5 or 6, but I mean, that's gotta be high too.
If you say 5, that means you're saying 5 of them have been trans women.
Wait, immigrant, you said, but that doesn't make sense. Okay. Then I have to say 95 on the other one then.
If you go 95, that's fine. Now that you understand.
Yeah.
So 95 in low in black women.
Yeah.
So that leaves 5 women.
Yes.
Okay.
They're they're immigrants.
No.
Undocumented.
No, there's 5 women and they're a mixture of undocumented immigrants or trans women.
Right.
How many of them 5 are undocumented immigrants?
5.
Okay.
Yeah. That was my point.
So 0% are trans women who are being coerced into sex for rent.
Yes.
I agree. 100%. Like,
yes. Yes.
If you were a landlord and that fucking salamander, you go to collect rent and, you know, like 5 o'clock shadow wearing a fucking poodle skirt. I'll suck your dick.
So no, you don't have the rent, huh? Can I see what the doctor did?
So I'm here to collect the rent.
Well, I don't have it. I mean,
well, I don't have it.
Well, is there something that you have that I want?
I have this surgically created vagina, if you want that.
I meant like a PlayStation or something, you fuck.
There could be a PlayStation in there. I don't know.
There's fucking zero chance that there's any landlord that is.
Yeah, they're creepy. Like, some people are creepy. They want to fuck women
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
With being creepy?
No, you're associating somebody wanting sex as being creepy. If a guy has a house, right, and he spends his weekends fucking doing the trim and painting and putting in new flooring, and then somebody moves in and they've got a nice ass, and then the person with the nice ass can't pay rent, and the landlord's like, well, fuck, you know, maybe you want to suck on my ding dong. Because that's what they say.
So,
and she says, no. All right, well, then you have to get out.
So you're saying I can't live here unless I suck your cock? No, that's not what I said. You either pay me money or you suck my cock.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that.
So, yeah, I disagree. But so. But
No. This is important. Why do you disagree?
Because. Because what if I don't even know how to put it into words. That doesn't even. So he gets to hold over her that she won't suck his cock. I don't understand.
No. The deal is you pay me money. You get to stay here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm good with that deal.
She doesn't have money.
Right.
So then she needs to leave.
Yes.
Or if she doesn't have money, she can suck on my ding dong.
Right.
And then she can stay.
But what if she's fat and ugly?
Yeah, then she's got to leave.
So your system favors hot chicks?
No, my system favors my ding dong getting sucked.
Yeah, I don't have an argument against what you're saying. I don't.
It's like you're trying to take the high road.
Yeah, I am. I don't. Like I said, I don't have an argument against what you're saying. My first instinct is, no, that's wrong. But then, oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's okay. Because I think that prostitution should be legal. So what the fuck's the difference?
Yeah, I think you were just getting wrapped up in the, it sounds like a shitty thing to say.
Right. And it does. Yeah, you're right.
But it's not. It's nothing shitty about it. I should be able to go to a restaurant and sit down and order a cheeseburger. And they give me my cheeseburger. And then I say, look, I ain't got no money, but I'll eat your pussy. And if they go for that, and it's like, all right, then they're going to cover the bill. And here, throw yourself a nice tip.
Throw yourself a nice tip. I think you've got the relationship backwards. You shouldn't be able to go use somebody's services and then afterwards say, I don't have any money, but I'll you know, do you some sexual favors. You've got it backwards.
But that's the same setup as what we were talking about, because this person's behind on rent. They're not paying ahead on rent. They're behind on rent.
Yes.
So that's the same thing as using the services.
Yeah, but they're not saying, it's not them saying it. It's the person asking for it. That would be like you going to a restaurant and them saying, well, you know, do you want to have sex with me for a free meal?
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Yes, of course I do.
Hey, hold on. Kids meal. I read this wrong.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's weird. You're in a weird state tonight.
Why?
Cuz like you're trying to argue or thinking that I'm trying to argue and you're being all defensive. And then now you're taking the high road thinking that prostitution's wrong and you shouldn't be able to trade sex for a cheeseburger.
I didn't say that. You put me on the defensive and it's hard for me to come back from that.
When did I put you on the defensive?
I don't remember. What were you talking about? one of the first things we talked about. Alt-right furries that we didn't talk about. You wanted to something about it was like you just wanted to be angry and yell and scream and everything I said. It was like, nope, that's not right. Nope, that's not right. Nope, that's not right. And I was like, oh, OK, just yeah, you're huh?
You must have been listening to a different show.
I don't think I was.
Oh, so I want to make sure we get through. See here, we didn't get through a whole lot of our shit.
No, no, we did not.
I want to make sure to talk about my appearance on Po' Boys. I would like everybody to go check that out. I'll put a link in the description. It was hard-hitting interview.
Was so. Did he get it edited? Is it up?
Yeah, it's up.
All right. Usually you said that he usually takes a long time to edit. Did you ask him to do it fast? You're like, hey, get it up quickly.
Now, I think he was trying to ride the hot wave of Twitter.
Good for him. Somebody's trying to ride your coattails, Doug.
Peapod Podcast. Make sure to go check me out and others.
How many contributions have you gotten from other people besides you three?
Two. I don't listen to anything else anybody else puts up.
Why would you?
Oh, right. So I don't know if it's other contributions. I know that I've put up two contributions from other people.
Nice.
Let's see where we're at right now, money-wise, that I haven't seen any of yet. I think I'm getting taken for a ride. We have made $68.36 so far.
Yeah, that's awesome. What? Oh, man, that was a fucking genius idea.
So Google Peapod Podcast. What's the band that we're going to play here in a bit?
Depopulate Montana. And as soon as this, I think, I haven't got confirmation, I guess. It's been a couple days, but I think as soon as this show is over, I'm going over to record I'm an Asshole or We're Assholes or what the fuck is that show called?
The Spreadsheet Show.
Yeah, there you go. That one. Suppose I should get the name right.
I think it used to be We Are Assholes. Mm-hmm. And I think Dave changed the name or tried to. I don't know.
So if you want to hear more of me or if you want to hear Dave and PJ and what's his name? Andrew. It's Andrew. Yeah. So if you want to hear them, go check it out. I'll be on there, I think. It was a couple days ago that they asked me, so I haven't got confirmation. So they might have decided not to do it or not to have me on or whatever.
All right. I think I got everything. Patreon.com/ Who's Right.
Yep. Now, check out our website, whosright.com, whosrightpodcast.com. Sorry.
Now do our band thing.
Oh yeah, we're starting our own streaming service.
No, what music are we playing?
Fuck. Depopulate Montana is the name of the band. So check out Depopulate Montana. We'll put the song at the end of the show. Bye.
Bye.
All right, two stories. Take one. Twisted bug I married lied about the homemade cyanide. All the men and children they cried. No one ever cared to ask her why. Never messes at his post, waiting to release the rope. Oh, I hope, I hope, I hope. Oh, I know, I know, I know why. Oh, young Mary, she was home. Tried to escape, tattered love. Believes the world, it treats him wrong. Wishes. but his heart's made of steel. Oh, poor Timmy tried to get away. Oh, how he tried, tried to escape.
Again.